there was a wave of gas come out and took the lamp, and they're, oh, gee whiz, and just make your eyes blink. Well, then just as quick as she done that, she pulled back in again.
So as long as you didn't breathe and the gas was there.
Yeah, well, I put my hands up to my face, you see, that's how I protect. I didn't protect my face. I didn't protect that at all, but I protect my eyes. But my hands were all burnt, and my face was all burnt. But I started crawling out the level. I crawled out, I suppose, maybe a couple hundred feet, maybe 150 feet. And when I come to, I was out at the stopping. There was a stopping there, and on the stopping was iron, sheets of iron on it, you know, so the boxers would go by it, you know, because everything was, like I said, was squeezing in. And when I come to, I could feel these, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, now there was three fellas in there. There was Reggie Davison and Bert Vashash and Bill Patel, or Bill Dorrington. So I turned around and went back in. I was crawling because you couldn't see nothing. I didn't have a lamp. No, you couldn't see a thing. And the dust and smoke, oh, Jesus, it's terrible. But after I got in, I got lost. The explosion traveled so fast, Judith, and so hot. My God. And iron rails or iron, them there big 45-gallon drums, and long wall pans, oh, she put them through. Just move them, no trouble at all. Oh, yeah. But we got out, when we come up to the shaft bottom, we came to the shaft bottom. There had been other fellas in there, and they had come out before us.